Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, and today I am joined by our good-looking and knowledgeable co-host, Sam Forbes. Sam's the manager of our downtown store. He's also a clinical nutritionist in his own right.
Well, thank you, Arnie. Thank you very much.
All right. And we do have a special guest with us today. His name is Jed Fahey. He's a Ph.D. He's a plant physiologist from Johns Hopkins University. And you know, he has a fantastic bio. It takes up about 10 lines here, so I won't read the whole thing other than to say he has an MS degree in plant physiology and a Ph. degree in human nutrition from Johns Hopkins University. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Fahey.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And Dr. Fahey is working at Johns Hopkins Medical School in the Brassica Chemoprotection Laboratory. How did Johns Hopkins get interested in broccoli?
Well, that's a good question. It's a question many people have asked, and it's a long story. I'll try to make it fit in the two-hour radio show, at least in a few minutes. I'm, as you mentioned, I was trained early on as a plant physiologist and was very interested in phytochemicals from plants, produced by plants. And in 1993, I was invited to join an ongoing cancer protection research effort at Johns Hopkins, a large project that Dr. Paul Talalay was in charge of. And he wanted, they had just made some very important discoveries about broccoli and a molecule called sulforaphane. And they wanted some plant expertise, which I was glad to try to help provide. So initially, Paul and I started looking for, or thought we were going to be looking for better and better broccoli plants that produced larger amounts of this compound, which was looking like it was going to be a very important part of the armamentarium that one can get from a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. So the broccoli looked interesting, the chemical in it looked interesting, and we thought we'd get super broccoli, so to speak. So the odd thing is that working on the 13th floor of a hospital building in the middle of a big city, it's very difficult to do field trials, but we literally came back and forth through the patient lobbies in the hospital with coolers full of broccoli that we grew in fields around Maryland and elsewhere. And to make a long story short, which it's about time to do now, we started looking at younger and younger plants and wound up determining that sprouts, broccoli sprouts, three-day-old sprouts, were much higher in their content of this chemoprotective compound than were the plants that you buy in the store, the broccoli heads that you buy in the store. And so I can tell you more about that story as time goes on, but let me take a breath and see if that answers at least the first part of your question.
Yeah, yeah, that definitely does, because I know we started with broccoli, and then a few years ago we started hearing a bit about broccoli sprouts. But why not tell us a little bit more about sulforaphane?
Okay, well, it turns out that broccoli and many of its close plant relatives, cabbage, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, rutabaga, kale, and so on, plants that you're more or less familiar with from the grocery store, have these compounds called isothiocyanates. I'll try to minimize the number of chemical terms I use here, but that's what we deal in. And so these isothiocyanates are sort of unique to the broccoli family or the brassica family. And in fact, one of them, sulforaphane, appears to be in cell culture studies and now in animal studies and in human studies, appears to be the most potent or certainly the most interesting in terms of its ability to prevent cancer, to prevent the development of cancer. And its uses may perhaps even extend even further than that. There are a number of antioxidant functions that it appears to have, and again, there's some trials on relating to macular degeneration, relating to neurodegenerative diseases, and even relating to cardiovascular diseases, where sulforaphane looks like it may be playing a role.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, our primary interest was and still is in its ability to prevent cancer from developing. But it turns out that sulforaphane is not the molecule which is present in really either in broccoli or broccoli sprouts, but it's a precursor molecule called sulforaphane glucosinolate. Other chemical names are glucoraphanin, and I know it's been trademarked, and they call it SGS, and I'm not, there probably are a handful of other names that it goes by. But this is the compound which is present in plants, and when you chew the plants, it's broken down into the active component, sulforaphane, by an enzyme in the plants, and when you eat glucoraphanin in food, or if you were to take it in a supplement, or if you were to eat cooked broccoli where the plant enzyme is inactivated, then your gut microflora, the bacteria that live in your intestines, actually make that same conversion, and they produce sulforaphane in your gastrointestinal system. So there are a couple of ways that it can sort of be delivered.
Okay, now you mentioned the fact that the sulforaphane may act as an antioxidant, but I know there are antioxidants such as vitamin E and vitamin C, and then they have something called indirect antioxidants.
Well, that's true, and we started calling sulforaphane an indirect antioxidant a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I guess, because it's fairly clear that it's not a direct antioxidant in the sense that vitamin C or vitamin E are. Yet, what it does, and one of the very interesting things about the mechanism of action of this and related compounds, is that it induces the so-called phase two or protective enzyme, detoxifying enzymes. And this is a large family of enzymes that are present in the mammalian systems in the human body, that many of them detoxify chemical carcinogens, but some of them are actually classic antioxidant type activity. So when you eat sulforaphane or its precursor, you wind up enhancing or cranking up the levels of these enzymes, and the enzymes in turn, the antioxidant enzymes in turn, have a long-lasting, that is days, not minutes or hours, a long-lasting effect in antioxidant protection. So indirect just seems to be a more fair and a more accurate term to describe sulforaphane's antioxidant activity rather than, because it doesn't compete, so to speak, with something like vitamin C. It is not a direct acting antioxidant. So that's why we started trying to distinguish its activity from the other more classic antioxidants.
Good. I knew you'd explain it well. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. You folks are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR, Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We'll begin taking questions for Dr. Fahey in a short while. Once again, the number 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Dr. Jed Fahey, and we'll all be back after these few words from our sponsors. But first, are you looking for a place to go to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements? Reference articles, reprints, radio program excerpts, a link to health notes, a way to search through all of this information easily. Do you want to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows? Hear some of our past interviews over again? Do you want to find product information to search for products by name, use, manufacturer, or generic name? Do you want to see a full listing of the products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase these products easily and securely at your convenience? Well, it used to be you could do all that by visiting either of the two Wilner Chemist stores, but now you can do it another way, by logging on to the new improved Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner.com. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. The new Wilner Chemist website, www.wilner.com.
This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse. Here's today's health tip from Nature's Answer.
Liquid CoQ10 from Nature's Answer is unique because it's combined with high-quality rice bran oil and natural mixed tocopherol vitamin E oil, an important antioxidant. CoQ10 plays a key role in supporting cardio wellness. It acts as a spark plug for the cells to produce energy, and it tastes great with all-natural tangerine flavor plus organic agave nectar. Nature's Answer. Your answer for the highest quality of liquid nutrients.
Look for the platinum label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professionals for over 30 years at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
Nattokinase is an enzyme derived from the traditional fermented soy food called natto. In Japan, natto has been valued as a food remedy for fatigue and circulatory problems. In 1980, scientists in Japan developed a way to extract pure nattokinase, the enzyme from natto. It is nattokinase that has proven so beneficial to circulation. Fibrinogen is a protein normally found in the circulation that, when activated, forms fibrin, which is responsible for blood clotting. For obvious reasons, the level of fibrin must be carefully controlled, and the body generates natural fibrinolytic enzymes to help do that. Nattokinase has a similar action, leading to its popular use to aid circulation and high blood pressure. Doctor's Best has a deal for you now. They are offering their nattokinase supplement through Wilner Chemist at half price. Wow, that's a great deal. Doctor's Best nattokinase 100 mg 90 veggie cap size is now on sale at half price. If you are on anticoagulant medication, we suggest you talk to your health care provider before taking nattokinase.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes. Our special guest today is Dr. Jed Fahey from the Brassica Chemo Protection Laboratory at the Johns Hopkins University Medical School.
Dr. Fahey, this is Sam. This is all very exciting, and you know, it's just interesting that we all seem to know that, you know, you should always eat your vegetables, and your research hopefully is justifying that claim. What can you tell us, though, about what your research has found in terms of sulforaphane? Is there any human studies that to support some of the what you found?
There in fact are. There are a number of human studies, both in progress and published. We're of course working hard to build on the evidence that we've already seen. In animal systems, in mouse and rat studies, it clearly dietary administration of sulforaphane or glucorafenin, the precursor, clearly prevent development of cancer at a number of organ sites. To name a few, the mammary gland in rats and the stomach. So there's clearly cancer preventive effect in animals. We've just finished a trial in China where we're looking at liver cancer prevention. We administered broccoli sprouts and an extract of broccoli sprouts, actually. And so that information is going to be published very shortly, we hope. We are in the middle of, we've done one intervention, and we're aiming to follow it up, looking at the effects of broccoli sprouts and or glucoraphidin, the precursor, on Helicobacter pylori infection. This is really? The bacterium which causes ulcers and eventually can lead to gastric cancer. So there are a number of trials underway, and again, some published. We've done extensive metabolic studies, many of which are published, looking at fate and disposition of the compounds in humans. And so the evidence is building and is, I think, already quite extensive. Of course, the reason we continue to work on it is you never have enough evidence for the efficacy or the preventive effects of these compounds. So we're working towards that with broccoli sprouts and with purified material.
Okay, and I know you've also worked with broccoli seeds.
Yes. But there are no published trials with broccoli seeds, but broccoli seeds are in fact an even more potent source of sulforaphane, of glucoraphanin, than sprouts. The problem with seeds is that people are not accustomed to eating broccoli seeds. They're somewhat bitter. They look like poppies, like small poppy seeds, but they don't taste as good. So extracts have been made of the seeds, and it's those extracts which I think will be used in future trials.
Okay, I know you didn't. There is one product that I'm looking at now, which is an extract of the seeds, and the dosage they have here says 30 milligrams of sulforaphane glucosinolate. Is that the dosage that's been shown to be effective in some of the clinical work?
Well, I'm not looking at the same bottle that you are, but I'm aware that there are a number of supplements out. Yes, and that's certainly an amount which ought to be safe, and one would hope would be effective. Again, the clinical trials are underway. Clearly, safety is not an issue. People have been eating broccoli. People have been eating lots of broccoli, and for a long time, and certainly they've been eating a lot of broccoli sprouts. So, the dosage is certainly fine from a safety perspective. Although, you know, it's interesting as a nutritionist and as someone who initially and still is looking at the effects of diet on cancer. I thought 13 years ago when I joined this program that I was going to be able to persuade people to eat healthier diets. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
people are very resistant to that, and so I've over the years come around to sort of accept either our failings as teachers or just accept the fact that some people, especially in the West, in America, they're going to take supplements and continue to eat lousy diets. Now, if people would take good, validated supplements and eat better diets, I think then we'd be talking.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing, as we've all experienced with our own children and in our own families.
Yes, indeed. So I guess my point is that certainly the amount that you quoted should be fine from a safety perspective. The clinical studies are keep coming in, and for instance, there's some studies looking at the effect of broccoli sprouts, and this is with a known concentration of sulforaphane glucosinolate, the effect on Helicobacter pylori eradication.
Mm-hmm.
And so the amount that you're talking about appears to have been effective in fairly short-term trials with people that were infected with Helicobacter. So certainly there's a lot of encouragement that there'll be an effect. But I don't think there's any absolute promise out there yet. I think it's coming. I mean,
yeah,
certainly
yeah.
I'd be working on carrots or alfalfa juice or something if I didn't think there was promise in this.
Okay.
We're very excited. Yeah.
Okay. We have Eileen from Wyckoff, New Jersey on the phone, and she has a question. Hello, Eileen.
My name is Eileen Fahey Cobb, and when I hear Fahey, my ears pricked up.
Oh, yeah.
But also with the indole-3-carbinols, I just ordered a dozen of them from Life Extension. I'm a nurse practitioner. In fact, I was just elected Holistic Nurse of the Year. And
congratulations. You have a question
thank
for us,
you.
Eileen.
Yes. I went back on, I'm 85, and I went back on the estriol, and I felt that lump starting in the right breast, and I used the indole-3, and in 3 days it was gone.
Okay, so did you have a question, Eileen?
Well, that was how effective is this over long-term use, and what else is coming along the pike?
You're asking how effective. You said you were talking about indole carbinol first.
That's what Dr. Fahey is talking about.
No, I'm not talking about indole carbinol.
No, not at all.
In fact, probably best not get me started on indole carbinol because I'm not a big fan of it. I know that there's a study which just came out giving it sort of thumbs up. And this looked like a pretty decent review. I haven't read it yet, but it just came out last week. The past history of indole carbinol is though that it appears to have a positive effect, and it may be useful.
Okay, you know what, Dr. Fahey, we need to pause for a traffic break. You can finish your answer when we get back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes, our special guest Jed Fahey. We'll be back after these messages.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
And let's go to Bill Gordon for the traffic.
Well, starting out northbound on the Cross Island Parkway, we have heavy traffic at the Southern State Parkway. Only one lane squeaks by because of a vehicle on fire being worked on. Brooklyn Bridge inbound, heavy traffic across the span because of an earlier disabled truck that's finally been cleared away. Northbound Harlem River Drive, slow near the George Washington Bridge, but an accident cleared. Now southbound FDR Drive, coming into 96th Street, you'll find heavy traffic. Looks like a tractor-trailer got itself sucked underneath an overpass, and all lanes are subject to closure as crews continue to clean this up. Garden State Parkway on the northbound side, coming into exit 150 in Bloomfield. Serious crash still being cleared. At least one lane is blocked. And northbound Connecticut Turnpike at exit 10 Darien. Watch out for a crash blocking one lane. This report brought to you by Goodyear. Now through August 27th, enjoy savings on select Goodyear tires during the Goodyear Blimp Celebration. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the retailer nearest you. And I'm Bill Gordon for the WOR Traffic Report.
When it comes to health and wellness, Twin Lab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at Twin Lab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. like blood pressure control, with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin, containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, Twin Lab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to Twin Lab, Answers for Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli have been associated with antioxidant and cellular protection. Diets rich in cruciferous vegetables have been shown to reduce the risk of cancer. The new product from Jarrow Formulas called BroccoMax contains a standardized concentrate called SGS, sulforaphane glucosinolate. It's extracted without solvents from broccoli seeds. SGS is metabolized to sulforaphane, a highly reactive antioxidant. In extensive studies, sulforaphane has been shown to be a potent inducer of phase 2 detoxifying enzymes and a protector of DNA. Each BroccoMax capsule contains 30 milligrams of standardized sulforaphane glucosinolate. This is 20 times more SGS than you get from cooked broccoli. So, to get powerful protection of broccoli by taking one capsule of Jarrow's BroccoMax daily. BroccoMax from Jarrow Formulas. It's available from Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes, our special guest, Dr. Jed Fahey. And before we get back to the phones, I just want to tell you about the new sale now in effect at Wilner Chemists. American Health and Home Health, a 35% off list price. Natrin and Natrol at 30% off list price. Rainbow Light, 30% off. And selected Rainbow Light, 30% off selected items. And Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs and Alveda, 25% off list price. If you don't already have a copy of our 224-page Spring Edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, it's filled with health information and product data. You should just ask for it. Call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. The number again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com.
Or, of course, the best option, we think, would be coming to one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, which is right across from City Hall. We are Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
And by the way, our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710.
I was very interested to hear what Dr. Fahey's answer to this was about indole-3-carbinol because, in preparation for today's show, I took a look at some of the research on sulforaphane and some research also about indole-3-carbinol. So, Dr. Fahey, could you clarify what is the difference between sulforaphane and indole-3-carbinols? And you seem to mention that there's a downside to indole-3-carbinols.
There may be. I think my only point. I don't want to get too off the point or distracted on talking about it because I'm less prepared to. I haven't read the very latest studies. It's interesting though. People do get these two compounds confused or two types of compounds confused sometimes. Broccoli plants, brassica plants, produce glucosinolates, and glucosinolates are broken down by an enzyme to isothiocyanates, one of which is sulforaphane. Certain other glucosinolates are broken down to compounds which ultimately lead to indole-3-carbinol. These are the so-called indole glucosinolates. And they're quite distinct chemically. We obviously, on a radio show and in a short amount of time to a non-chemist audience, we're not going to get into the details. But suffice it to say that indole glucosinolates produce byproducts that are quite different from sulforaphane. They, And so one of them is indole-3-carbinol, and it's been known for quite some time. It's been sold in supplement form for quite some time. But in the cell culture studies and the animal model systems, whether indole-3-carbinol protects against cancer or promotes cancer, again, in an animal system, I'm not speaking about human trials, depends on when it's administered. So in a chemical carcinogenesis study where you give a carcinogen to an animal and you monitor for protection against carcinogenesis or for development of carcinogenesis cancer, actually timing of delivery is quite important with indole-3-carbinol. This is across many, many studies, 20 or so studies in different labs. I should say none of them in our lab. I don't have direct experience with it. But there's enough questions so that I would be very critical of any evidence presented on indole-3-carbinol. I'm not saying discount it. I'm not saying I don't believe it. I'm just saying it's worth some very close scrutiny. Having said that, people do get a lot of indole-3-carbinol indirectly. They get it from cruciferous vegetables, and there are some clinical trials that I haven't reviewed carefully on them. And as I say, the latest clinical trial review that was just published, and I wish I could tell you where, but I forgot, is just coming out this past week, and it looks quite positive. So just a note of caution, that's all.
Thanks. All right, we could always use a little bit of caution. Never hurts to be cautious. Okay, a couple of studies we just sort of touched on. The sulforaphanes seem to be effective in models working with macular degeneration. That's exciting.
They do, and it certainly is. And this is work actually from our lab. This is my senior colleague Paul Talalay, who's a physician, and Dr. Gao, who is also working in our lab, and they show quite dramatic protection of retinal epithelial cells. These are the cells which protect the retina from oxidative damage. They show protection of those cells. They show increase in the protective enzymes in those cells when sulforaphane is given, and so there's some very exciting results. Whether they can be translated to human age-related macular degeneration is, of course, still a question. Those are quite expensive and perhaps lengthy trials to do, but we're angling to get there. Studies are planned, and certainly the animal model information is extremely interesting. There are two published papers in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, one in 2001 and one in 2004. I think those should all be publicly available, I believe. Gao, G-A-O, and Talalay, T-A-L-A-L-A-Y, would be the ways you would find them, and I bet you can find them on a Google search even.
Yeah, you could probably find them on Google, or even, a lot of our listeners, know how to get on PubMed and all of that stuff as well.
Right. So that's quite exciting. Again, it's early phases, but and actually, I should mention there's a third study done by a group in Japan, which was published earlier this year, and they administered broccoli sprouts to mice, I believe it was, and then they monitored degradation of the outer nuclear layer. This is one of the layers within the retina that becomes destroyed in macular degeneration. And they found a dramatic protection against damage to that layer, light-induced damage to that layer, when in the animals that were fed with broccoli sprouts compared to controls. So this too is very exciting.
All right. Now, we spoke a little while ago about the fact that the sulforaphanes are really an indirect type of antioxidant. And so do they go well? Does the broccoli go well with the direct antioxidants, the C's and the E's and the other things?
Yes. I mean, if what you're asking is if you take a supplement that's rich in SGS or sulforaphane,
is it compatible with vitamin C and other direct antioxidants? Yes, there's no problem there. If you eat fresh broccoli or fresh broccoli sprouts, you're getting a significant amount of vitamin C and vitamin A or carotenoids also. But if you take a supplement that doesn't have these vitamins, they're certainly compatible, yes.
Yeah, I have a question. There's some warnings in some nutritional books about goitrogen foods. These are cruciferous foods that contain substances that inhibit the absorption of iodine in those persons with thyroid disorders. Would something like a broccoli seed extract pose any kind of difficulty or contraindication?
It should not. The goitrogens, so-called goitrogens, are primarily indole glucosinolates, which I just mentioned earlier, which lead to indole 3-carbinol.
Mm-hmm.
So they're indole glucosinolates. There is actually a glucosinolate called progoitrin, and then there are some breakdown products of some glucosinolates, mm-hmm. which can lead to goiter. And so these are primarily concerned with Brussels sprouts, even with cabbage consumption of huge amounts of cabbage, there may be an issue. Broccoli just doesn't contain the compounds that are goitrogenic to nearly the levels that again,
good.
Brussels sprouts is for the classic.
Okay,
and that's even less popular than broccoli.
So all cruciferous vegetables are not equal.
That's right, and all broccoli is not created equal, and all broccoli sprouts are not created equal, and certainly all supplements are not created equal.
That's true.
Get a supplement which has got a standardized level of the active ingredient, and I'm sure you folks are. I don't listen to your program regularly since I'm not in New York, but I'm sure that you talk about that.
That's
some length.
This program, as you know, is sponsored by Wilner Chemists, and that's how we. You know, we survive as we supply supplements, we sell them, and stuff like that. So, one of the formulas available is called Broccomax. We did a commercial for it a little earlier. It's a standardized extract of 30 milligrams per dose of sulforaphane glucosinolate. It's available in capsules. It's available. I have a bottle in front of me of a powder, which I use to put a little bit a dose in my green drink every morning. You know, so now that's an additional thing that I toss in my green drink. So because I don't need as much broccoli as I should.
Uh huh.
You know.
Well, you know, I hate to tell stories on people, but I actually know someone who for a long time smoked cigarettes. Of course, I would not suggest or advocate doing that. But he would take a handful of broccoli seeds for every cigarette he had to try to neutralize the effect. So I'm not suggesting that. But certainly, if you don't eat enough vegetables, I think it's reasonable to take a supplement that that'll give you some of the compounds that you're missing.
Good point.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. Our number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love talking to you. We take questions about the broccoli, of course, but all sorts of vitamins, minerals, homeopathy, herbs, just about anything. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Dr. Jed Fahey. And we'll all be back in just a moment. But first, this message from Natrol. What's your brain speed? Could it be faster? Well, help is on the way. Natrol's Brain Speed is an innovative new line of brain supplements that helps improve your brain's processing speed. Over 3 years in development, Natrol's Brain Speed is available in three unique formulas to meet your specific cognitive needs: attention, memory, and performance. In addition to helping you think faster, these Brain Speed products can help promote attention, maintain memory, and improve decision-making speed. Does it work? Well, see for yourself. Natrol's Brain Speed is the first brain supplement that actually gives you a tool to measure your results. 2 months free access to the Brain Speedometer, an online test that measures your cognitive performance and allows you to track your progress while taking Natrol Brain Speed. So think faster with Natrol Brain Speed. Natrol's been nourishing the potential of mind and body for 25 years. Brain Speed and other fine Natrol products that are available at Wilner Chemists, always at discount prices. Find out more at brainspeed.com. More than a multi. I have a new live read on more than a multi. Okay. When it comes to multiple choices, there's one that gives you more, the new improved More Than a Multiple multivitamin supplement from American Health. We believe it's the very best multi you can buy. New and improved More Than a Multi is a mega-potency formula of more than 50 vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, and energy-rich whole food concentrates with twice the daily value of calcium, two-thirds more zinc, and 50% more riboflavin and thiamine than other leading brands. Plus, you'll find more omega lipids for metabolic health, lycopene for immune system, and lipoic acid, the universal antioxidant. And our unique timed-release delivery system means up to 8 hours of nutritional support. More than a multiple, it's all the nutrition you need in one convenient package. That's why we call it More Than a Multiple. Also available in an iron-free vegetarian formula. Ask for it at Wilner Chemists and fine health food stores.
Thank you, Arnie. Well, I have a question for you all. Do you have eye problems or problems with your vision? Are you concerned about eyes, cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, or difficulty seeing clearly at night or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function, and one of our favorite products for this is Ginkgo Old Eyes, and it's by Nature's Way. Ginkgo Old Eyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of zeaxanthine from marigold extract. Now, everyone knows how important these carotenoids are to the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgo Old Eyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented ginkgo biloba extract. Ginkgo Old Eyes, the perfect visual function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Ginkgo Old Eyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the entire Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Sam Forbes, our special guest, Dr. Jed Fahey. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the My Favorite Multi collection of multivitamin supplements.
Okay. How about some questions on the line?
Right. All right, let's see. Next is Sandy from Plainview, Long Island.
Hello.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Nice to speak to you. I have a question about barley greens.
Okay.
The barley green powder.
Okay.
Now, is that comparable to the broccoli? I mean, is it good to take every day?
Well, the thing is, if I remember correctly, it's a nice formula. It has a lot of good green.
Well, barley green is mostly barley grass, a little bit of wheat grass, a little bit of oat grass. So I don't know that there's any real comparable benefit to these sulforaphanes. And
yeah, right. Is it healthy to take anyway, though? Is it a good idea to take it every day?
Sure. Sure, barley green's nice. Why not? If you like to use.
But what will it do? Is it cleansing or?
Well, I mean, barley greens contains chlorophyll. There's a lot of minerals in some of these grass juices. You know, so it's a healthy thing to do. We often like to recommend some of the more complete formulas that contain other ingredients, other antioxidants, like, for instance, ProGreens from Allergy Research or Green Vibrance product, or there's a whole number of really excellent green formulas.
And add that to it.
Well, actually, you can replace it. It has.
Well, I have to use it up. So
of course.
So just take that along with the other greens.
Or you could keep taking, just get the Broccomax and add some Broccomax to your green barley.
Good. Thank you very much.
All right, Sandy, thanks for the call. And next we have Ben from Queens. Are you there, Ben?
Yes. The question I had was that I do have macular degeneration, And I've been eating broccoli the last 3 years or so. I cook it sometimes, and sometimes eat it raw. Am I losing a lot of the potency by cooking it?
Are you losing potency by cooking it?
Yeah, that's it.
No. You shouldn't lose potency by cooking it, with the following exception. You treat sulforaphane or SGS as if it were, for example, one of the water-soluble vitamins. So that if you cook it in a large volume of water, if you boil it to death, so to speak, as we used to do 50 years ago, then you'll be losing the baby with the bathwater. You'll be losing most of the benefit down the drain, unless you drink the pot liquor or the water that it's cooked in. So microwave it and with minimal water or a short boil, and it should be fine. The SGS or the sulforaphane precursor is very heat stable, but it is water soluble, so it will leach out if you give it too much of an opportunity.
So a good option would be steaming?
A good option would be steaming or microwaving with very minimal water, which is the way I generally cook, but that's part laziness because it's easier to put something in a microwave. But it's also a good way to cook.
There was some, I don't know how scientific the studies were, but there was some stuff that came out a few months ago, I think, about the fact that microwaving destroyed a lot of the antioxidants in broccoli.
Well, I'm familiar with that study. I looked at it when it came out. Certainly eating the raw vegetable gives you the maximum benefit. I'm not sure, for example, with sulforaphane glucosinolate or any of the glucosinolates, I really don't think, based on our work, I don't think you're going to lose very much of them, again, as long as you don't throw out large volumes of water that you cook it in. Now, as far as some of the other vitamins, like vitamin C, they may be degraded by excessive cooking. So, I mean, I think that is a concern. Most people who are taking any supplements at all are probably taking a vitamin C or a multivitamin supplement that has vitamin C in. So I sometimes tend to discount that loss of vitamin C, and perhaps I shouldn't. So I don't know if that answers your question, but sulforaphane by itself shouldn't be affected with mild cooking. And you're right, vitamin C may be affected to a greater extent.
I have a opinion where I have a point I'd like to make about. I think people should prepare their vegetables and eat it either raw or and cooked. There's a benefit to cooking vegetables, of course, because the sulforaphane content isn't the only beneficial, and the vitamin C aren't the only beneficial substances. There's also the carotenoids, which seem to be activated by some cooking. So I think eating vegetables raw is a good thing, and eating slightly cooked vegetables is also a good thing.
Right, and if I may, to go one step further on the carotenoid issue, I believe it was lycopene that was found to be much more effective in, I can't remember if this is a prostate cancer study or just a nutritional study, but when administered in tomato paste or something in which there was some oil, because as you know, carotenoids are like lycopene, are very oil soluble, fat soluble. And so all of this, I mean, I hate to keep coming back to this theme, but all of this points to the eat a varied diet rich in fruits and vegetables theme, because a varied diet will have some fats, have some oils, have some some fresh and raw vegetables in it. So I think that is very important. I think I'd be hard pressed to prescribe a complete nutrient supplement regime for optimum health for someone who didn't eat well as a baseline.
Absolutely.
Supplements don't make up for what I say is a crummy diet. You know,
I'm afraid not. Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, it's like if you alluded to earlier, if you're going to smoke, there's very little that's going to help you. You know,
right,
I mean,
right.
You can
fool yourself, but
yeah, you can fool yourself, but you know, if you're going to do that, then you know, why bother? So you really need to eat well, and the supplements are just that. Now, that said, and we touched on it a little earlier with one of the other questions, if somebody is if somebody says, you know, I just can't stand broccoli. You know, I'm not going to eat broccoli. I don't care how good it is for me. I just can't eat broccoli. It makes me sick or whatever. So that's a place for a supplement.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And there are many people who don't like broccoli. President Bush the Elder was certainly one of the most notable. And so there are many people who don't, and I completely agree. This is a great place for people to look at taking supplements to the extent that the vegetable they can't stand may have some value. And broccoli is absolutely one of those I would place on the list.
Well, you know, and some of the, you know, I read a lot of your research work and some of the early stuff, and I was surprised at the fact that, you know, you spent a lot of time researching different strains of broccoli, and you found some were good broccoli and healthful, and some didn't have a lot of the sulforaphanes, and some had more.
You're right, and that's actually what got me interested in broccoli sprouts, or pushed me in that direction in the first place, because we did look at over 100 different varieties of broccoli, and we grew them in different places, and we experimented with growing conditions, and certainly we could identify good, bad, and ugly strains, or strains which had a lot versus a little of the beneficial compounds, but the poor consumer in the supermarket, at least until we go to branded produce where a grower takes responsibility for what's in their produce, consumer has no way of knowing. We decided that whether something was grown organically or not, whether the stock boy had been playing football with a head of broccoli, whether it stunk and obviously was ready to go rotten, whether it was blue green, light green, you know, nothing you could look at or smell or even taste on the broccoli predicted how potent it was going to be in terms of its phase two enzyme induction or its SGS level or its sulforaphane level. So, you know, having done that, we then looked at younger and younger plants, and we found that broccoli sprouts actually had the same spread of values when you looked at the variety, the breeding of the broccoli seed that went to make the sprouts. But since the environment is very easy to regulate when you grow sprouts, you treat them all the same, a little light and some water, you have a very reproducible situation where one variety is going to give you the same levels time after time. And the same's true with the seeds from which these extracts are made or these supplements.
Yeah.
So you have very good tracking of the levels.
All right, Dr. Fahey, we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed having you as our guest today. Thank you for taking time off from your kayaking trip.
Well, I'm glad my cell phone held out. It's been my pleasure, and it's been nice talking to you.
Okay, thanks again, Dr. Fahey. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol with more Ester C products than any other company. The entire line is available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And as I said, this is a two-hour show, folks. So please stay with us. We will be back at about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.